Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Vayachilcha Samon. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in Shabbos Parshas Ekev, that year was the 20th day of the month of Av, in the year Tovshin Dalad Mem, 41 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse where it says Vayachilcha Samon, God fed us the manna. The Rebbe says that the Alter Rebbe points out in the Chassidic discourse, in Likutei Torah, beginning of the Torah portion, and there's also comments and explanations on this Chassidic discourse in Oira Torah from the Altar's grandson at Tzemach Tzedek, and he explains that mana is on the level of tau, do. Like the verse says, Vatal Shichvas Atal. And this do is the same do that God's going to use in the future to resurrect the dead, which is basically also the idea of Tal Torah. And this is what Chazal say, that when God resurrects the dead with tremendous compassion, Barachim Rabim, because Tal is Rachim Rabim, Tal is tremendous compassion. Now, even though to draw down the Tal and the level of Rachim Rabim from on high through Hashem, but the fact is, nevertheless, even though it comes from Hashem, but we know Torah is everlasting, which means it's an everlasting lesson for every single person and every single time, and something that we can learn a practical lesson, as we know that Hashem says we're created to serve Hashem. So obviously it has to do with our serving Hashem. In other words, the drawing down of the tremendous compassion in the future is also dependent on our work in the times of Golus. And that's why we also have this work today as well. So Rebbe says, to understand the idea of this tremendous compassion, Rachmim Rabim, so he gives an introduction in Likutei Torah and the other Chassidic discourse as well, to explain that there's two different levels in souls. Like it says, I planted Vezerati as Beis Yisrael, I planted in the Jewish people Zera Odom Vezera Behema, a seed of a human being and you as the seed of an animal. What does that mean? These two ideas of Adam, of human being, or behemoth, an animal, there's many, many levels. And not only that, you also have the way these two levels of Adam and behemoth is in the level of Sefirot, in the Sefirot. What is the idea of the Adam in Sefirot? It's referring to Zah, the Zeram, which is the six Midas, which is called Adam Elyon, the man on high. What is the behemoth? That's referring to Sefirot HaMalchus. As we know, Sfalchus, the legs go down, lower than Atzilus. Now, since you have the level of Behema down here, which is lower than Atzilus, where it goes down to Atzilus, in the worlds of Bri and Siyasiyah, so obviously, you also have this level also in the world of Atzilus, which that's a source for it. And what is the source for it? That's Spheres of Malchus. So Malchus is the connected idea of Behema, and Zah is the idea of Adam. And that's why it says Zois HaToira Adam. What does that mean? It's referring to Zah, Zera up in the small face. Why? Because the Torah, as we know, has 248 positive commandments, which correspond to the spheres of Zah, the small face, that the image is three times, nine times nine, and with the Hei Chasadim that cause it to grow. And that's how you get to the 248. However, the behema has a different amount of limbs. Now, even though the animal has limbs, but we know that from the Avram and Achai that and part of the animal you're not allowed to eat. But the fact is, it's not the same amount as 248, which is specifically by a human being. Now, this level of behema, which we said is connected to the idea of spheres of Malchus, is always standing and yearning, that it always wants to go to its source. Why? Because it's down here. So it doesn't want to be down here. It wants to go to its source. And like it says, Nahira Tata, the lower level of a light, which is called Noiruchma, the dark light, is always yearning and it wants to go to the higher light. And like it says clearly, Leman is a mercha chavai velo yidon, which means it's singing and it doesn't get quiet and it wants to go to the higher light. And like it says in Psalms, Psalm 83, Elokim al domilach al techrash al tishkat keil. In other words, that the lower level of light is not quiet al dami, and it wants to always go higher and higher, and like the expression is ad masai, until when it wants to keep on going higher. Now, when you meditate on this level, on the lower level of the light, which is basically said is the called Zera Behema, so then you have you feel bad, and you have rachman rabim. You have tremendous compassion. In other words, you're feeling bad, and the fact that the soul came down to this lowest level. And what does that mean practically? When you meditate on the idea that the soul came down from the highest level down to the lowest level, which obviously is a tremendous downgrade, and the soul wants to, when it's yearning to go to its source. And when a person meditates on that, you come to tremendous compassion in your soul. You feel bad for the soul. Now, this level of compassion, which comes from the meditation on the fact that the soul came down to this world, that's based on the comprehension that we're able to meditate. In other words, in the Kabbalistic terms, it's called the Sirus L'Tata, how much am I able to awaken? And that creates the awakening above, which basically is all based on the amount that we're able to create that awakening on high. But that's the lowest level of rachamim. But then there's even a rachamim rabim, even a greater compassion. And that comes as a gift from Hashem, from the source of compassion. And I can explain at length in the Likutei Torah and Shir HaShirim that there's a level of Isrusa Leila, an awakening on high, which is higher than the awakening on high which comes through our awakening. Now, it's the first level of rachamim, you have an awakening, and therefore Hashem gives you rachamim. The other one comes totally from Hashem, much higher. And that's where it says that Hashem only rests in something which is basically complete. In other words, where it's there on its own. And that's becoming from the drawing down from the level of Gadol Hashem, how great Hashem is, which is higher than the city of God. And even higher than the level of calling it high. And that's called Rachamim Rabim, which comes on high, that the human being cannot reach that level. And in that itself, there's even a higher level. And like we say in the prayers, Rachamim Rabim, Rachamim Leinu, with tremendous compassion, have compassion on us, which is higher than regular compassion. Tremendous compassion. And that is that when a person does their work on a complete level, in this world, we do our voida, and then what you create, that the spirit returns to Hashem, that Hashem gave it. In other words, that the soul goes up to its source, from the place where it came down, because from the place where it gave it, obviously is very, very high. And we know Hashem gives what he gives with tremendous abundance. And you're able to reach, obviously, even a higher place. So based on what we just learned before, we'll understand the idea of what? Of the man. Which we said before is what's mana. We said it's the level of tal. In other words, what's the difference between tal, dew, and geshem, and rain? In other words, because in order for rain to come down, we have to pray for it. We pray, and that's what caused the rain to happen. Obviously, it comes from Hashem, but you pray for the rain. However, it says, and sometimes the rain comes, sometimes it doesn't come. But when it comes to dew, it says, lo yimetzar, it doesn't stop. There's always dew. And why is it always dew? Because that's coming from Hashem. That's Rachamim Rabim, which comes from Hashem without having to do our work. And that's like the idea of Tal. Why is that? Because the bread that comes from the earth, how does that happen? It comes by doing the work. A person has to plant for it to come out. Or like it says clearly in Torah, Berach Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. Hashem is going to bless you, but you have to do the work. After you do your work, yeah, you get the tremendous blessings. And like it says clearly in the Torah, by Yisra Yitzchak Baaretz, Yitzchak planted, and then he found, wow, it was 100 times as much. Obviously, it was a tremendous blessing, but it came after he did his work. But on the other hand, manna is like the dal, the dew, which is basically, it's food from heaven. It has nothing to do with you're putting in your effort. And that's based the idea that where Hashem is basically rest, where it's totally complete, Hashem just gives, and there's no need to put any effort in. It's always there. And it's explained in the Chassidic discourse of the man that the creation of man, the creation, was on Shabbat. Why? Because Shabbos is, that's not a place where you can work. During the week you work. Shabbos comes from a place you don't have to work. But nevertheless, even though it was created on Shabbos, means it's a gift, but it comes down where? Only during the week. In other words, drawing down the tal in an internal way, which basically is pneumiasatic, come down into this physical world, and it comes to down to the people that then afterwards you have to go ahead and work with it, etc. That and every single person reached the level of the tal, which means of the mana, which you got, every single person received on their level. And that's why it says in the verse, God fed us the manna, asher lo yadata, you didn't know, and your ancestors didn't know. In other words, the level of man is, which we said already, we learned this tal, which is the tremendous compassion. It's higher than the level of yediya, understanding and comprehension. You don't know. Higher than avisecha, your ancestors. In other words, even though our ancestors, the avos, they're the chariots, and they're totally on a level of accepting to whatever Hashem wants, but they cannot reach that level. Because it's this level of where Hashem is a Sus Leila, that's 100 complete. But on the other hand, this is what he mentions, the patriarchs, because through the fact that he fed us the manna, that also affected the others as well, that they should also receive from that level, even though they did not receive it in the past, but they also receive it as well. Now, today's day and age, the effect of the manna is what? To unify the soul with the body. When the soul is in the body. In other words, when a person eats, so you obviously, you stop, God forbid, the soul leaving the body. If you don't eat, you starve yourself, the soul is going to leave the body. So that's what the man does today. It unifies the soul and the body. However, in the future, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be something in addition. That through the dal, what's going to happen is, we're going to have the dead is going to get resurrected. In other words, you're going to create the union between the soul and the body. And which is obviously a greater revelation and a much higher level. But afterwards, this is also going to come down in a physical level, like in the man literally, which is going to create the unification of the soul and the body, because the fact is in the future, we're also going to eat the manna. Like we know the famous discussion in the books. What blessing are you going to make on the manna in the future when Mashiach comes? Why? Because in reference to the manna in times of the desert, there's no question, because we were commanded about the making the blessing afterwards. However, the first blessing we know is only rabbinic. And most of the blessings were enacted by the rabbi. So the question is, what's the blessing going to be when Mashiach comes? But in any rate, by doing our work in the 6 days of the week, which is the 6 days of the week, but also in the 6,000 years, we're going to merit very, very soon to the Shabbos of the future. And like we said, the creation of Mamas and Shabbat, because Shabbos and Mon is really, really one. And just like that, everybody agrees that in Shabbat we receive the Torah. Why? Because Shabbos and Torah is really one. And by learning these ideas, these powerful ideas, and especially in the Chassidic discourse of the Rebbeim, starting with the Alter Rebbe, up until the Rebbe of our generation, which he took over from the previous Chabad Rebbeim, so we know that the Tzaddik makes a decree and Hashem makes it happen, and we come to the level of the dead is resurrected, the souls in the body, we're going to have the Shor HaBar and the Leviathan, and we know the big argument between the Rambam and the Ravid, and afterwards, and especially in the works of Chassidus, where the ruling is like according to the ones that say that the main reward is going to be when the souls are going to be resurrected, when the souls are going to be in the body, and on the contrary, the soul is actually going to receive its energy from the body. And Rebbe Finishov says this mitzvah will happen very, very soon and very, very quickly in our day. So you see the real power of the manna. The manna obviously brings down Rachim and Rabim, and let's hope and pray that we all merit to the ultimate manna with the coming of Mashiach, and our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.